Trade between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. has become an integral part of our economy here in Arizona. Now, pressure is rising for Congress to ratify a new deal between the three countries. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, you might know it better as the USMCA or the new NAFTA, it's of particular importance to states like Arizona, where cross-border trade with Mexican companies is much bigger than with any other country. Governor Doug Ducey and many other political and business leaders here have come out in support. But even though lawmakers in Mexico ratified the plan in June, that hasn't happened yet here on our side of the border. Joining us now in studio are two such supporters of the plan, Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and Democratic State Representative Cesar Chavez. And we're joined also by KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from our Mexico City Bureau to give us the perspective from that side of the border. So welcome, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, and I want to start with you, Jorge. So give us a sense, first of all, with the lay of the land. What would this trade agreement do, and could President Trump's impeachment inquiry that is going on in Washington right now get in the way?
This trade agreement is really what would govern trade between these three countries. And just a little bit of flashback really quick. This would be the successor to the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. And what this did, it came into effect about 25 years ago. And it lifted basically most barriers to do trade between the three countries. And most economists say that this has been very good for the three countries, that actually trade between the three countries has more than tripled since then. Then President Trump, as we know, when he was campaigning and then when he came into office, he said, this deal is no good. The U.S. is basically getting played, and so we're going to redo it. And so the heads of state of the three countries got together and signed it. And sort of this is where we are. Is basically, Mexico, like you just said, Mexico did ratify it. Mexico's Congress is fully in support of this. And we're waiting on both Canada and the U.S., and so now there's sort of this question of, like, this impeachment inquiry is a really big deal. It's going to permeate all through government. But it appears that congressional Democrats want to sort of isolate this and say, okay, let's work on this. And we could do both of these things. So it seems, it appears, at least for now, that the impeachment inquiry will not get in the way.
And we're going to get into that more in a moment. But I want to turn to you, Glenn. The Arizona Chamber and the U.S. Chamber nationally have been some of the biggest supporters of the new NAFTA, of this deal. Tell us, you know, what are the key arguments in favor of this? Why do you think this is so important, and particularly here in our state?
Well, for border states, it is particularly important because Mexico times four is Arizona's largest export market, and Canada is our largest source of foreign direct investment. There are 230,000 jobs tied to trade between Arizona and Mexico and Canada. And if USMCA is ratified, and it will be ratified, we will zoom right past 250,000 jobs, in my opinion, en route to 300,000 jobs. So this is about jobs, jobs, and more jobs for the people of Arizona.
And Representative Chavez, it seems like the hesitation is coming, as Jorge mentioned, they're mostly from congressional Democrats. And this is over sort of labor concerns, it sounds like. Give us a sense of what those are and what you hear from your side of the aisle.
Originally, when the conversation started, the AFL-CIO was not brought to the table with these conversations. I had passed a resolution at a national level with the National Hispanic Caucus of State Legislators as the vice president to address those concerns, and that has reached our congressional members. Now, I do understand that the Democratic caucus in Congress have a lot of hesitation. And we should address some of the most pressing issues, but we cannot hold it up any longer and put into jeopardy everything that has been worked on. The potential that our country can continue to lead in international trade with Mexico and Canada, especially when Arizona is the gateway to a lot of these imports and exports.
And I want to do sort of a round robin here, starting with Glenn, on what it is. Like, give us some details. Like, what do you hear from business owners here? When you say jobs, 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 this is all about jobs. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Well, it's across the board. So it doesn't matter if you're semiconductor, aerospace and defense, mining, agriculture, the emerging e-commerce area, particularly with things like SkyBridge in Mesa. Mm-hmm. What we hear is across the board, this is opportunities. And if you go back in the Wayback Machine, a united bipartisan congressional delegation unanimously in Arizona voted in favor of the original North American Free Trade Agreement. And brick by brick, I do believe we're going to have a unanimous vote again from the Arizona delegation when USMCA comes up for a vote. You know, this agreement has really been updated in a way that nicely reflects where the economy of Arizona is going. Arizona has never been better positioned to take advantage of trade, tourism, and cultural activities with our friend, neighbor, and ally, Mexico.
Representative Chavez, from your point of view and in your district, I mean, is this something you hear from people, from business owners, from some of your constituents about their concern that this isn't going to happen and we're waiting for it to happen still?
Definitely. And in Glenn's words, it's jobs, jobs, jobs. I truly do believe that. When I'm knocking on doors and I'm walking through the streets of my district, keep in mind that I call it the entertainment district because we have Cardinal Stadium there where we've hosted Super Bowls in the past. Those are all testimonials of what NAFTA has done, because we have cross-tourism between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. We have interests from individuals investing in the state of Arizona, and of which we need to continue to build on. I mean, imagine an economy in which even during a recession, we do not fall into the hole. And that has historically been Arizona, whereas prior to this last recession, Arizona was always the last to fall into a recession or an economy dip and the first to recover. Unfortunately, this last recession, it was the opposite.
And I'm going to give a perfect example of the opportunity. So whenever I get a chance, I love going to Mexico City. I was there over the weekend, and I was having dinner with some friends, and we were talking about the upcoming Phoenix Suns games in Mexico City in December. Yeah. And a young man, 18, 19 years old, Mariano, he wants to go to this game. He loves Arizona sports, and the Arizona Cardinals have played in Mexico. The Diamondbacks are going to play a regular season game next year. The Suns were there a few years ago and are going back in December. This is so good for the state of Arizona that if we can get this through, you know, for a very strong economy, we're just going to be stronger and we'll be more enriched culturally as well.
So I want to ask you, Representative Chavez, and maybe Jorge, you want to chime in on this too. So what about some of the concerns that other congressional Democrats have voiced about labor provisions here? So it was 40%, it will be 45% of automobile parts must be made by workers who earn at least $16 an hour by 2023. Mexico has passed some new labor laws that give greater protections to workers. Democrats, though, some want tougher protections. Do you think that's something that should be part of this conversation?
Well, I believe that our conversation should be, how do we protect workers? How do we provide livable wages, better benefits, and whatnot? The thing about this trade deal is that it's not a Democratic issue, and it's not a Republican issue. It's the livelihood of our country and our neighbors, because our best allies will always be our neighbors, and we should keep it as such. I do understand and fully support accountability and transparency. So when we are creating a deal that will essentially benefit these corporations, we should be at the table making sure that they are paying their workers, that they are treating them with dignity and respect. And I do believe and hope that Speaker Pelosi is doing it in the best interest of our country and these other two countries. However, I am seeing that this is moving too slow and that it's not necessarily a priority on the agenda of these congressional members. And as a state legislator, as the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and I think I can speak for Glenn as well, that we need this done now.
Yeah, and while this is certainly a great deal for Mexico, their Senate passed it 114-4. They're completely united. They want to increase their labor standards. And you have to remember, it's not like Newt Gingrich is the president of Mexico. They have a progressive who really believes that this is very important for the people of Mexico. But I want to also emphasize this point. We're in a time of a lot of trade turmoil, where the United States is in a real battle with China over how trade looks. It's vitally important to the people of the United States of America that we can make sure that the world's largest trading bloc between the United States, Mexico, and Canada gets to the next level.
And Jorge, I want to turn to you here. I mean, what does this conversation look like from the Mexican point of view in terms of what Mexico's leaders are saying, business leaders and otherwise, about things like these labor provisions?
Well, I did want to present a little bit of a pushback to Glenn, because, I mean, one of the great things about talking to Glenn is that it is very sincere and unbridled optimism. But I'm not sure if I see it the same way about these labor provisions that seem to be the main pressure point, because I think it's a little bit difficult to tell where President Andrés Manuel López Obrador stands on this. He talked about this during a press conference last week. He said that he knew that this was sort of what the Democrats were pushing for. And so he just said, Mexico did pass legislation earlier this year to address that. And then there were some things that he felt that the government couldn't do unilaterally that the private sector would have to do. And so the way that I interpret that is that he was a little bit noncommittal about some of these asks that are coming from Democrats. And the other thing is that I think that there are probably a lot of people here in Mexico who are also trying to maintain the optimism, but there is some anxiety. And so there's two comments that stood out to me a lot. One of them is was from this man named Moises Kalach, and he is sort of the international trade representative for the biggest business association in Mexico, kind of like the Chamber of Commerce. And he has also been very reserved in his public statements about this. And sort of the best case scenario that he presents is that, well, you know, at least we still have NAFTA in place. And so that doesn't seem very, very optimistic. I think so it shows a little bit of the anxiety. And I think there were some other comments that were made this week that I think are even more telling. This was from Mexico's finance minister, Arturo Herrera. And in public comments, he said that there are two things that keep him up at night. One, the possibility that Mexico might slip into a recession, which is a little bit of a function of the relation with U.S. and the U.S. with China. Mm-hmm. That is one thing. The other thing that's keeping him up at night is the fact that the USMCA has not been ratified. And so he admitted, honestly, he said that he is growing concerned that the longer it takes for it to pass, he is concerned that the longer it takes, the less likely it will be that it will be ratified in Washington.
Glenn wants to respond here, yeah.
Well, Mexico is 100% sincere on the labor side because it is true even before they ratified USMCA, the Senate, by a vote of 114-4, they passed major landmark labor reforms. It really is going to come down to something Representative Chavez said. We just need to move now. The agreement, the votes are there. We know the votes are there in Canada. So if we could get this up for a vote in the United States House of Representatives, it will sail through the House, it'll pass the Senate, and it'll be signed by the president. And all of North America will be better for it.
What about you, Representative Chavez? You're talking to a lot of these people representing Arizona and the interests here. What are you hearing?
What this would do is it would obviously mainstream e-commerce. It would also bring in the new technologies of energy, but it's going to expand on agriculture. It's going to expand on cattle and dairy and whatnot. So it truly is an expansion of our current economy to fill in those gaps that we have missed from NAFTA. And I completely understand and wholeheartedly take sympathy to the fact that there are missing pieces to it. Yes, no trade deal is going to be perfect, and not everybody is going to agree to it. However, there is a strong bipartisan coalition in Congress that have agreed that when that bill comes up to a vote, they will vote for it. So I am very optimistic that by passing the USMCA, we're going to have a growing economy, not only across the country, but most importantly here in the state of Arizona.
So then I have to ask, though, what if it doesn't pass? Like, what would that mean for Arizona in particular? Both of you can answer this one, I'm sure.
Well, I think first and foremost, it would be devastating to our economy. And any economic dip, any recession that we would see in the near future or further on, we would definitely fall into a hurt.
I agree 100%. It would be devastating because I would take it to the bank that the president will rip up NAFTA. And then you take a look at sectors of our economy like tourism. Every day, our friends from Mexico spend $7.5 million on our shops, restaurants, hotels. Some of the towns around the border, 70% of their sales tax comes from visitors from Mexico. It would have a devastating effect. But here's the good news. The agreement on its own is a net plus. And we just need the United States House of Representatives to take it up. And we'll have a good win for the people of America.
Okay, and last word goes to you, Jorge, there from Mexico City. I mean, is there a sense among leaders there that this, you know, might not happen? And what would happen there if it doesn't?
Oh, I think this would be significantly worse for Mexico if it didn't pass. And I think that there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of expectation. Mexico really, really wants this because there's a large portion of Mexico's economy that is entirely reliant on trade with the U.S. So it would be a huge deal if it didn't pass.
We talked about what the effect could be on businesses a lot here. What about for consumers in our state if this doesn't go through?
Well, we want tariff-free trade. I'll give a perfect example. How I start every day is with avocado toast with a side of tomatoes, usually from Mexico. If this were not to happen and, God forbid, NAFTA blew up, we could see tariffs on all these types of products. And when you think about sectors like the auto sector, that the reason why we have new factories coming in like Lucid Motors is because of the supply chain in Sonora. All of that would be at risk. Consumers would see considerably higher prices for autos and just staples for their meals.
Mm-hmm. I represent one of the lowest median incomes in the state at about $28,000 a year. And my constituents are constantly looking for better deals when they go shopping to be able to put food on the table for their families. By not having a trade deal like the USMCA and having tariff threats like we saw a couple of months ago by President Trump, their consumption and the way that they live and the diets that they hold will completely change. Because even if we look at it as a dollar change every week, that to some families that I represent would be devastating.
All right. That is Glenn Hammer, president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, Democratic State Representative Cesar Chavez, and of course, KJZZ's Jorge Valencia joining us all the way from Mexico City. Thank you all for being on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.